And it is 7:30. We are sitting at kind of a chilly 19 degrees again out there this morning, but no wind, so it's not as bad as it could be. And we are joined in the studio this morning for a community conversation by West Bend School Superintendent Don Kierkegaard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Great. The sun is shining, a little cool out, but it's still a nice spring day.
Had to scrape the windshield if you parked outside.
Yeah, that's right. But it's like I said, this when the sun shines, it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. It does indeed. So we're going to talk this morning about the upcoming referendum. And I think first we need to discuss, there was some question yesterday about a mailing that went out over the weekend and that maybe some items were omitted that should have been there. What do you want to say about that?
You know, the district sent out three different mailings. The first one was a large mailing. It was four pages, and it was very factual about the referendum. It talked about the timelines, the cost of the referendum, the needs, the possible solutions. And the second mailing was a shorter mailing, but it also talked about the solutions. It talked about the cost of the referendum. It had the interest rates. It had the cost for a individual taxpayer based on a 13-cent increase. And then the third mailing was strictly designed to be voter information. It talked about, it showed a snapshot of the resolution as it will appear on the ballot, and it had voter information. Early voting stops on Friday. You have to go to the polls after that on Tuesday, and that's all it was. According to a policy, we had some concerns that any mailing has to have all of the financial information on as well. And so even though this wasn't intended to be anything other than voter information, it didn't have all of the financial information included. And so in order to resolve that issue, we're going to send out a fourth mailing, and that will go out tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be to everybody's mailbox by Friday, Monday at the latest. And with that, it'll have the exact same information as the second one, but it will also have the financial information. Certainly wasn't anybody's intent to do anything. This was a mailing just for voter information, and but it caused some questions. And so in order to be as open and transparent as we can, we address those questions. We're going to send out a fourth mailing with the information that was requested.
And this was information that had already been in the first two mailings.
Absolutely. And so everybody who got the third mailing also received the first and second mailing. I've done 43 different presentations across the West Bend School District. All of the information has been shared every single time, including the first two mailings. Third mailing wasn't designed as anything other than voter information, but it still, there were some questions, and so we wanted to resolve those questions, and so we're going to send out a fourth mailing as of tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Well, 43 presentations. Now let's turn you over for presentation 44.
There you go, and it's about done. So just a reminder, the school board election is next Tuesday, a week from today. We have three excellent candidates running for two spots, and we also have a referendum question. The referendum question, as it appears on the ballot, will ask for $47 million for a new Jackson Elementary as well as renovations to the high school. I'm going to just go through a little bit of the presentation. I don't want to do the whole thing, sure, but I'll go through some of the highlights. In 2012, the board adopted its 25-year facilities plan. And in that plan that they adopted, they identified Jackson Elementary and the high school as the number one priorities. And so this isn't a new concept. It's been on the board since 2012, and now the board is just going to act on it. So when you look at Jackson Elementary, they identified several needs as to why that needs to be renovated or replaced. There were safety issues. It's not ADA compliant. It is has 8 different construction remodels to it or additions to it. It has poor drop-off and pickup spots. It's right on Jackson Drive, and so not a very safe environment for the kids to get to and from school. It also, it's old, and so a lot of the infrastructure needs to be replaced, as well as the outside has some issues as well. And so the for the high school, they looked at several things. They said that there's a lack of safe and secure entrances, that we would like to expand our current CTE in STEM areas, our art program areas. The building is not quite 50 years old. It was opened in 1970. First graduating class was 71. Much of the building is original as it was in 1970. It has infrastructure needs as well as the libraries are in need of renovation. And so those are the two major construction parts. So the solution, as presented by the board, is a new facility at Jackson. It won't be on the same spot. It will be down a little farther south, right next to the community center. It will be an 82,000-square-foot facility, or close to that. It will be handicap accessible. It will have classrooms that are a little bit bigger than currently. It will have better traffic flow for pedestrians, drop-off, school buses, energy efficiency, just a variety of things that only comes with a new school. People have asked the question, is 82,000 square foot? The current one is just a little over 60. Why is it bigger? It's bigger for a couple reasons. The first and probably the biggest addition is that the PE space will be separate from the lunchroom. Right now, it's in the lunchroom. They have lunch, they have PE, then they take it all down and put it in for lunch, and then they take it down again and go into PE. And so typically a new school will have a separate lunchroom and a PE space, and that will be the case here as well. It also will be handicap accessible, which makes it a little bit bigger. The library will be a little bit bigger, and it will I lost my train of thought. The classrooms itself are the standard for a new elementary building classroom is 900 square foot unless it's kindergarten, and then it's usually a little over 1,000, and so the classrooms will be bigger. It's not designed for 600 kids. It wasn't a Field of Dreams concept, build it and they'll come. It really is designed for the current population plus a few more, but it is also going to be designed so that if there is growth in the Jackson area, and we believe that that will happen, that it will be easily added to for additional space.
So just to make sure people are aware, because of the way the West Bend District is structured, what grades are at Jackson?
K through 4. At one time, it was K through 5. And so when they look at larger numbers, they say, well, it used to have 500 and some kids in it, and now it only has 366, 370 in that ballpark. And part of the reason is that they removed 5th grade out. And so 5th grade goes to Silverbrook. And now it's a K-4 building, as all of our schools are. But even saying that, there has been a decline in enrollment in Jackson just like every other school.
Sure.
And so that's Jackson. There, I have questions about why don't you just close Jackson and bus the kids to West Bend. They've suggested that maybe we could renovate the old Boston's building or the soon-to-be Shopko building. Those aren't educational structures. There is no intent to, at least on my part, to ever close Jackson. It's a thriving community, a thriving school district. But I do receive that question from time to time. I just had an electronic email yesterday asking those same questions. So that's not on the docket, at least for my, in my view, it's not a viable option.
Community conversation this morning with West Bend School Superintendent Don Kierkegaard. All right, we'll move from Jackson to the high school.
You know, just one more on Jackson, and that is what the question is, what will happen to the old building? And so if a referendum is passed and the new facility is constructed, and that would be down in the area right next to the community center, the old building will be put up for sale. Whether the community of or the village of Jackson buys it or a private person buys it, we think it's a good piece of property. And so those proceeds will go to the district to either help offset current debt or for future building projects. But the building is, if there is a new construction, the old building will be put for sale.
Okay.
So the high school, what's the solution at the high school? They'll relocate the main entrances. It's really about safety. And so safety is a major concern in West Bend, as is in every district in the state.
And for people who haven't been in the high school, it's not very secure. I mean, you go in those doors and there's that one person at the little podium there, and that's kind of it.
That's right. Lots of different doors. And so the new front entrance to the office will face the north. You come in. You'll be on Decorah. And so the front entrance will face the north. After 7:30 in the morning, all of the students as well as the adults will have to go through the office to get into the building. And so that would be similar to Silverbrook, similar to Badger, similar to almost any new school that is built today, so you have a secure entrance. And that's a major, major focus of the high school construction. In addition, there will also be other safety features. We'll have new sprinkler system put in place. There will be new cameras in place, new doors, the ability to lock off parts of the building so it's not all open at one time. And so we think safety is a major focus, and that will be part of it. In addition, there will be infrastructure improvements, LED lighting wherever possible, as well as sewer, plumbing, HVAC upgrades. And can't do the whole facility because there's not funds to do the whole facility, but we'll do the high traffic areas as much as possible. We'll expand the CTE STEM areas and art classrooms so that we can, those are great programs in our district. We're limited capacity because of space, and so we're trying to address that with this project. And then the last part, it will renovate the upstairs library and provide additional classrooms upstairs in the second library. Two libraries will become one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And so no new outside improvements to the facility at all, just strictly the high school, strictly internal.
Okay.
Now the question is on the financial part. So the referendum is $47 million. With that, there is anticipated, the $47 million, about $24.5 goes to Jackson Elementary and $25.5 goes to the high school, and not to exceed $49,900,000. We said the referendum is $47. The board had saved $2.9 million in the Jackson Fund, and that will also be spent on this referendum.
Okay.
So when you look at some additional information, the mill rate levy as it is today at $7.97, which is about $1.50 below the state average, and last year it was $8.15. So it was 18 cents higher last year than this year. With the referendum, it will increase 13 cents, so it'll go up from 7.97 to 8.10, which is still 5 cents below what it was last year. When you look at our comparison to our surrounding schools in our area, we have very fiscally responsible schools in Washington County. West Bend is one of them, but we're also the lowest spending of any district in the area and one of the lowest spending in the state. When you ask the question, why now? Interest rates are at not an all-time low, but 30 years ago they were 7.5%. Today they're about 2.75%. They got down to 2% at one time. They're gradually going up again, and so the board thought this maybe is the best time to proceed. So then it gets into the tax impact. And what does it cost the district or the taxpayers in the district? A $47 million referendum also has interest, just like if you buy a house or a car and you put, do it on time, you have principal plus interest. For a 19-year loan, which this would be a 19-year bond, we anticipate $27 million in interest, and that's based on a 4.25% interest rate. Currently, the interest rates for municipalities are 2.75%. For every 1% below 4.25%, it drops $7 million. We're hoping that that $27 million in interest is actually closer to $20 million because we get our loans at 3.25% rather than 4.25%. But the board purposely chose to overestimate the cost of interest because they didn't want to come in and say, you know what, it's going to be $20 million and it becomes $25 million. We'd rather say it's $27 million and end up with $20 as opposed to the other way around.
Sure, sure.
What does that do for your individual taxes? It will go up 13 cents per 1,000. So if you have a $100,000 house, it'll go up $13 for next year. If you have a $300,000 house, it'll go up $39 for next year. And so the people will have to make a decision. Is that too much, not enough? Is it money well spent? But $13 for a $100,000 house, $39 for a $300,000 house, there's an actual calculator on the website that allows you to plug in the value of your house, and it'll tell you exactly how much your taxes will increase.
All right.
The last concept that I have, talking point that I have, is that we're using a construction manager rather than a general contractor. And with a construction manager, you have the opportunity to have separate bid packages. And so rather than all the subcontractors just be part of the general contractor, we anticipate 30 to 40 different bid packages at Jackson as well as at West Bend, which truly gives our Washington County contractors a better opportunity to participate in the project.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Well, the last concept I'd have before you ask any questions, and that is construction deadlines. When would everything take place? If the referendum passes, it will take until fall, late fall, to come up with the actual blueprints, to come up with the bid packages, to get input from the public, and then we'd go to bid sometime in early January, open bids in February, with groundbreaking in March. The new facility in Jackson would be two summers, so it would be the fall of 21 that would be available. The same would be true in the high school. As much of the work as possible would be done during the summer months as opposed to the school year to not mess up the schedule at the high school. There will probably be some things that happen, but for the most part, it will be done with all construction completed by the fall of 21. So kind of the presentation in a nutshell. Would certainly try to answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Again, we are with West Bend School Superintendent Don Kierkegaard this morning. I did get one email question, and I believe I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna ask anyway. This was a question from a listener. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that the property that the new Jackson School would be built on belongs to someone who's on the school board, has some connection with the school board. What can you say to that?
Absolutely not accurate. The property that was just purchased from Jackson, originally the district about 10 years ago purchased 90% of the property. And in December, they purchased a little bit additional, and that was owned by the Village of Jackson. And so the Village of Jackson was looking to do some things. They wanted to work with us. We had appraisals done last year. And so the property was purchased from the Village of Jackson, had nothing to do with the school board, had nothing to do with board members at Jackson. It was strictly owned by the Village of Jackson and not any individual.
All right. All right. Appreciate that. And the other question that someone had mentioned is, and I think I know the answer to this one too, but why don't you just remodel Jackson instead of building new?
You know, and certainly that's an option. And the remodel cost, depending on what you do, can vary from A to Z. So for some people, remodeling is painting a new carpet. And for others, it's to bring it up to the same level of what a new facility would be. And so the board looked at Jackson, knows that there are 8 different additions to the current facility. In many of those 8 different additions, there's also different floor elevations. And so that becomes part of the handicap accessibility. You go in one door, you have to go up steps because of a new addition. You go down steps because of an addition. You go up a ramp, you go down a ramp. And so the board just looked at, in order to bring it up to the level that they were wanting to have for a future building, the cost was going to be comparable, not identical, not the same. And so they just thought that to spend that kind of money on a building that varies in age from over 100 years to 18 years, then they just thought it made more sense to purchase a new facility, especially then you can have better safety features, you can have better drop-off features, you can address the handicap accessibility and go from there.
And even if you do remodel, you're still gilding a 100-year-old building, if you will.
Right. Yeah. So, and that's true. And I just want to make sure people realize is the whole building isn't 100. The majority of the building was built between 55 and 68 in that ballpark. Right. But there is a section that's still in use today that's over 100 years old.
And I understand that. I went to the elementary school I went to between kindergarten and fifth grade was one of those. It had started out as a high school, and they'd added on, you know, they added on a gym, and then they added on a music room, and they added on a this and a that. And it really was cobbled by the time you were done, and they used it for a long time. But eventually, they decided they needed to replace that as well, just because just for those same kind of reasons.
Yes. Yep. And so, and those will be decisions that the voters have to decide on Tuesday. And so if there's one thing I could leave you with, and that would be we really need people to get out and vote. And so whether you vote yes or no, then that's the way for the school board to know the thoughts of our electorate. And so, like I said, we have three excellent candidates running for two spots. And so they would like your vote as well as the referendum. The more people who vote, the better idea we have from the community as to what are the wishes of the community when it comes to remodeling and providing additional safety features for the high school as well as a new elementary school in Jackson.
And we do want to mention in-person absentee voting ends on Friday. In West Bend, you can go during the regular hours to the city clerk's office, and that's, I believe, 8 to 4, except on Friday you can go until 5. And other municipalities are going to have different hours depending on your municipal clerk, but you can go and find that out if you're not going to be able to go to the polls right on Tuesday.
Yes, and that third mailer that went out, that's really what that was all about, was to identify the voting hours and tell people that it closes on Friday for early voting, and then after that you have to do it face-to-face.
Right. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time once again.
Thank you, Rick. And if they have additional questions, we have received lots of questions. We put questions and answers on our website. There's all the factual information, the tax information. So we encourage people to visit our website, and I think they can find any answer to a question that's already been asked.
All right. Thank you again.
Thanks, Rick.
West Bend School Superintendent Don Kierkegaard for Community Conversation here on 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.